Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Jo Ki Jai. Would you rather sit more in front of me?
Yeah.
You can put a chair from the kitchen if you want. You can stay there for whatever's comfortable for you. Om Agena Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Gurva Bhista Supurakam Guru Ganayar Ashisha Sambhushitam Chintya Chintya Samasta Veda Nipunam Shri Rupa Pantanugam Govindabhidang Ujvalang Varatanung Bhaktyanvitang Sundarang Vande Vishva Gurun Chadivya Bhagavat Premno Hibija Pradang Devam Divyatanum Suchandavaranang Balarka Chelanchitang Sandrananda Purang Sadek Varanang Vairagya Vidyam Buddhim Sri Siddhanta Nidim Subhakti Lasitang Sarasvatan Angvarang Vande Tang Shubadang Mareka Sharanang Nyashishvaram Shridharam Ancha Kalpatrubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So we're very fortunate to have this opportunity to celebrate the divine appearance of His Divine Grace Srila Om Vishnupad Bhakti Yakak Shiradev Goswami Maharaj. Appearance of a great personality is auspicious. He is a representative of the Lord Himself, Sri Krishna. The Guru is, we celebrate this day as Vyasa Puja because Guru is also considered to be the representative of Vyas. We worship the Guru with this function of Guru Puja and Pushpanjali and offering different articles and glorification of His Divine Grace. When we try to glorify a personality such as Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then of course we're always in want of proper words and expressions for such an occasion. The glories of the Lord's devotees are unlimited. We know only a fraction of them. Their glories are sung not only in this world, but in the transcendental world, in Goloka Vrindavan Dham. Srila Sridhar Maharaj is resident of that holy abode of Sri Krishna, and devotees such as Srila Sridhar Maharaj come to this world not as we do, not as conditioned souls, but as Nitya Siddhas and Parshad devotees of Sri Krishna. And we think Srila Sridhar Maharaj especially as one of the group of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party. So, for the purpose of spreading the transcendental message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such devotees as Srila Sridhar Maharaj appear in this world to distribute those glories and to give opportunity to the conditioned souls such as ourselves that we may get free from this snare of Maya, from illusion, and also become be given the opportunity to become part of that same Sankirtan party of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Srila Govinda Maharaj was describing some of these things. This morning we sang a song glorifying the incarnation of the Lord's devotees, starting with Lord Brahma and Narada, Vyasadeva, Madhvacharya, through all of the many, the disciplic chain of Madhvacharya, Jayatirtha, Padmanabha, etc. So many, many Tirthas, their sannyas names, mostly given as Tirtha. And coming to the Puris, Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, and from Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Ishvara Puri. Ishvara Puri giving initiation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then a line, a special sampradaya coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially established by Sri Baladev Vidyabhushan. And Narottam Das, Lokanath Das Thakur, Lokanath Das, Narottam Das Thakur, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami, so many great, great exalted devotees, followers, acharyas in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, coming finally to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the author of this, these songs glorifying the disciplic succession, the parampara. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then his immediate disciples, such as Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, and many exalted souls who Srila Sridhar Maharaj considered as the Parshada devotees of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who descended with him in order to assist him with his work. And his work was to act on behalf of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his guru, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Bhaktivinoda Thakur conceived of a means to spread Krishna consciousness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception, beyond the boundaries of India. Well, previously, there had not been much of this. Primarily, during the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the pure teachings of the followers of Sri Chaitanya as they've come through the Goswamis, such as Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Sri Jiva, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, Goswamis. They had become perverted and misrepresented by especially the Sahajya section and another section, the so-called Goswamis of Vrindavan. Goswamis meaning caste Goswamis or Goswamis by family succession. Succession of persons by family lineage rather than spiritual lineage. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had the idea that he wanted to establish the explore and find research and find the exact birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, establish a center there for kirtan and preaching of the precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and again in opposition to the perverted teachings that have been had come to be practiced even in the area of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, Sri Navadvip Dham, and that area there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur did that. He established Mahaprabhu's birth site at Sri Yogapeth, and his son and really his disciple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was given the charge to preach extensively. And he was at first reluctant to accept the responsibility, but Thakur Bhaktivinoda convinced him that he must do this, that we are not simply to sit and chant the names of Krishna, but we are to, we'll be more effective in by spreading the message of Sri Chaitanya Dev through preaching and through Harinam Sankirtan. And Saraswati Thakur established Chaitanya Mat, Akar Mat, Raj Sri Chaitanya Mat in Navadweep, in Mayapur. And that became his headquarters and the center of his preaching activities. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj heard about the preaching of Saraswati Thakur, joined him, became interested to take initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and did so, of course. And through a series of events, one after another. And at first, in a similar fashion to, I think, all of us, Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that he did not understand everything at first, and some of the things that he saw, some of the practices, puzzled him a bit. So he was grew up in a Vaishnava family, born in the... Hey, Gadaya Gauranga. Mm-hmm. You're snoring.
I'm snoring?
Yeah.
I think I better eat something.
Oh, you didn't take something?
No.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Energy's going off.
So, we know something of the beautiful place of Hapaniya, the appearance place of Srila Bhakti Rakak Shiradev Goswami Maharaj. Temple was established there by Srila Govinda Maharaj. One point years ago, I believe maybe it was 1987, Srila Govinda Maharaj had asked if I would take charge of that temple. I was afraid to do that. It seemed responsibility that was too much for me. At that time, there was little to maybe one building there or something of that sort. But it's now a beautiful temple and established nicely. And as with that service and so many other services, of course, Srila Govinda Maharaj became established as the foremost follower and devotee and servitor of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj had such an affectionate relationship with Srila Govinda Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj's nature was such, disinterested, highly intelligent. Disinterested nature, highly intelligent. And then one other, I forgot. He was recognized by not only his exalted position seen by those in his disciple section, but also he was highly appreciated by even his godbrothers. And this is often difficult for the God brothers to appreciate another God brother. I remember Shripad Janardan Maharaj remarking that God brother is not very well suited to choose who amongst his God brothers should be Acharya. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj was recognized as Acharya by his God brothers. And for me, especially, and those of us who are disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, we saw that our guru, Srila Swami Maharaj, he had a very high regard and respect for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. They spent a long time together, some 13 years after Srila Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. Srila Sridhar Maharaj kept a mat in Kolkata, and he kept that in the home of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And off and on, he stayed between there and Navadvip. He stayed for some 13 years in the home of Srila Swami Maharaj. Govinda Maharaj spent much of his time there, of course, also. Studied Bhagavad Gita under Srila Swami Maharaj at the instruction of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And prior to that also, when even before taking initiation, Srila Swami Maharaj had a very cordial and warm relationship with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, a relationship that he highly appreciated. And they spent much time together, and later on, Srila Swami Maharaj remarked that Prabhupada liked him to prepare me, meaning that Srila Saraswati Thakur had the Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, had the idea that Srila Saraswati Thakur wanted Srila Sridhar Maharaj to help prepare him, Srila Swami Maharaj, for his preaching. And so Srila Swami Maharaj acknowledged that. I can't recall if it was Madhusudan Maharaj or Shripad Goswami Maharaj that remarked about Srila Sridhar Maharaj that he is, we are looking upon him as Singha Vilochan, that we are carrying on our preaching activities and looking, taking a few steps, like the lion. He takes some steps forward and then looks back to see everything is clear behind him, no enemy is coming or something like that. It's safe to proceed. Then he goes further and further and further like this, taking some steps, looking, checking, taking some more steps. And so he said that that was the demeanor, the relationship of many of the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was very reluctant to go out and preach, but Srila Saraswati Thakur had many exalted preachers among his disciples, great preachers, gurus and acharyas. And they, like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, would give reports to Srila Sridhar Maharaj about their preaching activities, wondering or looking to see if they had the approval, his approval or not, and if so, continuing that preaching work. So when Srila Swami Maharaj came to the West and returned for the first time, Srila Govinda Maharaj said that prior to that, that he observed in the relationship of Srila Swami Maharaj with his God brothers that they did not that they were somewhat neglectful. They were disparaging of Srila Swami Maharaj. They didn't think they didn't treat him very well. They didn't treat him so well, very respectfully. And Govinda Maharaj said this caused him pain. This caused Govinda Maharaj to feel uncomfortable. And even when Srila Swami Maharaj came to the West and had a big, established himself as a successful preacher in the West, the first truly successful preacher in the West of Krishna consciousness, first disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur to have substantial success, then he wrote to Srila Sridhar Maharaj and let him know, I'm coming to India, and his godbrothers were not giving any attention to him. And Srila Swami Maharaj at some point remarked, I think it was about Sripad Tirtha Maharaj, Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj, that he was wondering when Ban Maharaj and Goswami Maharaj, other preachers, had gone to England during the time of Srila Saraswati Thakur and returned. Then when they returned, there was a big fanfare. There was a celebration of their preaching work. And Swami Maharaj said, and they did nothing compared to what I've done. And yet Tirtha Maharaj, he doesn't want to give any recognition to that. And later he remarked that then to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in a conversation he was having with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then how does he represent Saraswati Thakur? How does Tirtha Maharaj represent Saraswati Thakur? He thinks he represents him, but he's not showing proper regard for me after this great success preaching in the West. Then how is he representing Saraswati Thakur? Srila Sridhar Maharaj agreed, yes. Yes, how is that? It's not proper. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj, his behavior was different, and he told Govinda Maharaj, you arrange a big reception for Swami Maharaj when he comes. When he comes back from the West. And that was done, and Govinda Maharaj explains that, the preparations that were made for that. And Swami Maharaj noted that his godbrothers were envious of him. Yeah, it seems that they were. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj also acknowledged that. And Swami Maharaj complained about his godbrothers. And and they, in turn, the godbrothers, complained to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj's remark was, well, if you get the chance to play the kartals in that kirtan that he's leading, Swami Maharaj is leading, then a better position you will have. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj was not one of the envious godbrothers. And I spoke earlier that his mood was equipoised. He was detached, and what was good, he said it was good, and what was bad, he said it was bad. Another thing Srila Swami Maharaj said about Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that he was sure he would not, that his disciples, Swami Maharaj's disciples, were safe with him. Whereas some of the other godbrothers, Swami Maharaj did not feel comfortable. He thought that they may try, and in fact, it happened that they, one or some disciples were absconded with, stolen away. But he was certain that Srila Sridhar Maharaj would never do that. And he was correct. Srila Sridhar Maharaj never did that. Detached. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj was detached. He wasn't interested in gathering many disciples or something like that. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with that. But he was happy, and Srila Shridhar says that he was happy contemplating the meanings of the scriptures and discussing them in a small, intimate group. That's what he liked to do. He also said that he tried to gather as much as he could from Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he said, and he was successful doing that. So, whereas others may have not gathered so much, but would take a little, and what they knew would run out and try and present that to the public, try to use that for their preaching and present Krishna consciousness for the benefit of everyone. Srila Shridhar Maharaj said his nature was different. He rather tried to gather as much as he could. And he was happy that he felt that he had done so. He had gathered a great deal. And in his later life, we were fortunate enough to come in his later life when he was distributing what he had gathered very liberally. No doubt he always did, but he was very very strict, actually, and sort of fearsome and scary. And Govinda Maharaj said no one could live in the mat with him. One of Govinda Maharaj's roles, actually, was to help to facilitate the devotees staying in the mat. So if someone, anyway, if there was some problem, then Govinda Maharaj would intercede and try to keep the peace so that devotees could stay and serve in the mat. But Srila Shridhar Maharaj was very demanding, and as I think we all more or less know, when Govinda Maharaj came to the mat, then Srila Shridhar Maharaj told him, "Will you be able to follow me and not your mind? You will follow my direction and not give attention to your mind." So that was his nature. That was what he demanded for those who would stay there. And a disciple of Srila Swami Maharaj who was sent there, Achyutananda, Srila Shridhar Maharaj said something similar to him. So what I say, you must follow that. It may be whimsical or whamsical, but you must follow it. Can you do that? Yes, I can do that. Okay, you can stay. So that's the nature of acharya, and that's the nature of disciple. The disciple will never think that he knows more than his guru. So a real acharya, a guru, may make such demand of his disciple. What I say, no, I don't care what you think of it. That what you think of what I say is irrelevant. You must follow that. That will be that's the only way you can make real advancement in Krishna consciousness. There's a Vedic aphorism: if the guru says a rope is a snake, then you treat it as a snake. If he then says, no, it's not a snake, it's a rope, then you treat it as a rope. So if you see what appears to be a snake, the guru says, no, it's a rope, pick it up, then you pick it up as if it's a rope. And on the other hand, what appears to be a rope, he says, no, throw it down, it's a snake. Then you do that. And you don't think to question, no, analyze. No, is it a rope or is it a snake? Not necessary to analyze. Guru has given instruction. You follow that direction. That is how you... If we had the eyes and the ears and the senses, if they were all perfect, and we could understand these things without the guidance of a guru, then we wouldn't need a guru, would we? So, who is really an acharya, a guru, then he can have these sorts of dealings with his disciples, And those who are proper disciples will benefit immensely from accepting that sort of demeanor in their guru. Who is bona fide guru, then such things will be expected. The disciple may be expected, not necessarily, may be expected. And the disciple will do well to have high regard for those. So that, so where does that come from? Well, it comes from Srila Saraswati Thakur. His nature was like that with his disciples. He expected a great deal of them. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj was an exalted devotee of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So much was expected of him, and much was given. One of the things I heard Srila Govinda Maharaj talk about on one of these appearance days was the Srila Saraswati Thakur deputing Srila Sridhar Maharaj to discover the place of the talks of Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Godavari. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj went to that place, did research, found where that proper place was, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this famous discussion with Ramananda Roy, and also revealed his true nature to Ramananda Roy. Radha Bhavita, Radha Bhava Duti Milita, Bhav and Kanti of Srimati Radha, the emotion and the effulgence of Srimati Radharani, the emotion and the color of Srimati Radharani. So, in these talks, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was keenly interested in these talks of Sri Ramananda Roy with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And those talks seemed to become something of standard measurement by which Srila Sridhar Maharaj would place things in the spectrum of running from Mahamaya to Yogamaya. Where someone was situated, where some particular spiritual thought was situated, what was where a conception, where it fit within these talks of Sri Ramananda Roy as accepted or rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then those tell us what is the scale, a scale going from lowest to highest of spiritual conceptions. So when Ramananda Roy is presenting many spiritual ideas, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, and other such things, then Mahaprabhu is rejecting, and finally Ramananda Roy came to one, and that was Jnane Prayasham Udapasya Namanta Eva. The bhakti, which was free from jnana and karma. In other words, bhakti without any tinge of worldly knowledge or worldly interest. And this was when he came to this point, then Mahaprabhu finally began to accept what Ramananda Roy was saying. Yes, yes, now this I accept. This is good. Now you can go on from there. So, as Srila Govinda Maharaj was telling this, then I was thinking how interesting it is that this was greatly appreciated. And when Govinda Maharaj first came to Chaitanya Saraswat Math, and Sridhar Maharaj instructed him what to study. Srila Govinda Maharaj said he instructed him to study this eighth chapter of Madhya Leela, the eighth chapter being the talks of Ramananda Roy with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then another chapter, the sixth chapter, Mahaprabhu's talks with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And the second chapter of Madhya Leela, a summary study of the Antya Leela. And he had Srila Govinda Maharaj also carefully study that. So, Gyane Prayasha, Udapasyanam Antya Eva, devotion, bhakti, completely free from gyan, and yet over and over and over and over and over again, we hear glorification of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and it's hard to not glorify Srila Sridhar Maharaj without mentioning his vast knowledge of the scriptures, gyan, knowledge, wisdom, jnana. So, I heard Srila Sridhar Maharaj disparage Jnana Mishra Bhakti, disparage Jnana. Don't be a Jnani. We are not to be Jnanis. We're not to be students of knowledge, knowledge acquiring. We shouldn't have a knowledge acquiring interest. And he disparaged sometimes those who would come to him. Oh, he is a curiosity seeker. He's just gathering something for his archives to put in his book or biography or something like that. He didn't like the curiosity seeker, someone who would coming to gather knowledge but had no interest really in applying the knowledge in the proper way to enhance his devotional service. So knowledge is okay if it's used to enhance one's devotional service, to increase one's service. We need to know how to serve. To serve requires instruction. Instruction means transmission of knowledge from superior Vaishnava to an inferior. So, and we, there are hundreds of hours of recordings of Srila Sridhar Maharaj that we glorify. And we feel are nurturing us and instructing us, and that we are so find to be so valuable. Most valuable thing in this world, the instructions of the pure devotee. So, Gyane Prayasham, he was, I saw one time one sannyasi, he was sending off, just some man had taken sannyas, maybe just a few days before, and he was going back to Sweden or Switzerland or someplace like this, his place where he would start preaching. And it was someone who had a great affinity for knowledge, acquiring knowledge. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj insisted that he not let this get the better of him. Do not think that this is going to help you. Acquisition of Gyan. And I guess Srila Sridhar Maharaj's instruction didn't take hold because that person just disappeared and I never heard anything from him since then. But interesting side note. So Gyan is a dangerous thing, but what is dangerous? Gyan, material knowledge, the acquisition of material knowledge, acquisition of knowledge for the purpose of making progress in material life. That is dangerous. Acquisition of knowledge to gain liberation, that is also dangerous. That is something which is not, which is very dangerous for the devotee. So, someone who was one of the most the most knowledgeable Vaishnava in the scriptures, in my experience, and he was saying jnana is a dangerous thing. Be careful! Don't become too interested in that. Surrender, Sharanagati, that is important. Devotion, that is important. Harinam, chanting the holy name of the Lord, that is important. Preaching, that is important. Sankirtan is important. Sangyak, and kirtan, complete kirtan, that which is full, both in quality and in quantity. We should, and the best kirtan is preaching, because it focuses the mind so completely, so causes one to. It helps one's own self, and it's very helpful, of course, for those who practitioner is preaching to. So, Srila Sridhar Maharaj established the footprints of Mahaprabhu there at Godavari, and also a temple, Ramananda, I think it was Ramananda, Sri Ramananda Gaudiya Math. And when all of this was successful, Srila Saraswati Thakur gave some special recognition to him by giving him the name Ramananda Das. And Govinda Maharaj said that actually Srila Sridhar Maharaj was the non-different form of Sri Ramananda, Ramananda Rai. So not only he appreciated so much the talks of Sri Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he actually became a personification of the essence of the instruction heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ramananda Rai. So Ramananda Das, he was very happy with this name, Ramananda Das. And later on, I believe after taking sannyas, he wrote some poetry, and the poetry he didn't sign with his sannyas name, he signed Ramananda Das. He was so happy with that name given to him by Saraswati Thakur. So such a exalted Vaishnava, someone if we can glorify, and if that glorification, even in the smallest way, can reach to the transcendental ear of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then we will be very fortunate to celebrate this day. Is very fortunate. We are very fortunate to have this opportunity. Everything about the day is very auspicious, grand and glorious. Such a great personality, very rare, very, very extremely rare. Such a personality will descend to this world and give opportunity for the conditioned soul to make progress in the pure line of Krishna Bhakti. And we always mention the special recognition given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at the time of his disappearance, when he called Srila Sridhar Maharaj to come and sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And his at the time, he didn't catch the significance of it, nor his godbrothers, but later they began to tell him one by one, we understood from that Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was showing that he is transferring his his power, his position, that he is, Saraswati Thakur is the holder of the highest position in the Rupanuga Sampradaya, and now he is giving indication that who will hold that next is Srila Bhakti Vakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. So all of these things are unlimited, the glories, the pastimes, unlimited. They are continuing still. We are not fortunate enough to see them so much perhaps at this time, but they are not limited by the mundane world, by our vision or our hearing or anything. And we are so very, very fortunate to have so many recordings of His divine grace, and lifetime upon lifetime of transcendental benefit. When Srila Prabhupada came across the Atlantic Ocean on the Jaladutta, he proclaimed that how fortunate he was that to have the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this is the life nectar for the devotees. And I think there is no dispute that as fortunate as we are to have that Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are equally fortunate to have the talks, recorded talks of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. So we should all listen to those. try to, as much as possible, and try to understand them carefully, and pray for His blessings and His mercy upon us. And we'll conclude there. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Satta Shri Shimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Avirbhav Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. Jai Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Appearance Day Celebration Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Founder Acharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Jai all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Gaur Haribol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.